Am I the only one drinking? Parce que
là... No, I'm drinking. I'm just trying to, like, pace myself.
Je vois mon verre qui baisse, puis je suis comme...
Hi, everybody. Episode 2. We're nervous. I'm nervous.
We're not nervous. Are you shitting me? It's just us.
All on its side with Sloan and Brooke, and I'm Charlie.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Our names.
Okay. A show with three girls drinking lots of wine. And laughing, apparently, because Sloan can't stop laughing.
I'm so tired.
And we're talking about everyday occurrences in our lives and world situations, I guess you can say.
Living life in Montreal.
Yeah, and we added wine, so makes it interesting.
I have a good story later on.
Okay. So every show, we're going to have a different topic to talk about, just to keep us a little bit focused while we're drinking. If ever you guys have any ideas, let us know. You can tweet us at All Wine Aside. Yeah.
So like suggestions.
We need to chin.
That's it.
You want to do our chin chin?
Yeah, Sloan keeps making me, looking at me saying chin, chin, we have chin, 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 chin.
Okay, let's just do this. So cheesy, I love it.
How about we start this? So episode 2, we decided to talk about, can guys and girls be only friends? Platonic relationships, do they exist?
Yes.
Brooke, what do you think?
I don't think so.
I think they do exist, to a degree.
To a degree, yeah.
To a degree.
Yeah. Because I think if it's just going to be like a black and white, can guys and girls just be friends? Sorry, I kicked you.
Yeah, I thought it was my dog.
Then yes, but if you really get deep into it, no. Someone, because someone feels for somebody at the end of, like, if you really dig deep into friendship, there's more to it than
friendship. Like if you really evaluate the friendship, like, right. Are you really good friends or are you just...
What's the friendship based on?
Yeah.
Okay. I disagree. Yeah.
That's Why? Good.
I just disagree.
It'd be a really boring show if you agreed.
Do you have any friends that are guys?
Yeah, I do. I have, well, I mean, it's...
Not work, people that work with you.
No.
Friends. That you would just call up and be like, hey, you want to hang
out? Well, it's difficult now because he has a kid now, but, like, there's, like, one in particular, let's say, who's a, like, we met in university, met his girlfriend, slept with his brother. I mean, it was just
Wait, you slept with his brother?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
You thought he slept with his brother? What?
Come on. I was just talking about the whole, you know.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How long have you known him?
Like 10 years, maybe.
And nothing's ever happened?
Never.
No kiss, nothing?
Never.
And given the opportunity, you don't think he would try anything?
Never.
You don't think he's even slightly attracted to you?
No. I think he just thinks that I'm fun. And that every time we hang out together, we have a lot of fun. And, like, we'll talk about other things that I guess. I mean, it's always just fun. He's like this kind of guy that we really, really bonded in school and always been platonic.
That's interesting.
Wow.
I like that. I hope that's true. I hope that's real.
Yeah. So it's just really platonic and he's fun and I like to hang out with him. But because he has a kid, again, it's like...
It's just time constraints.
Yeah. So I don't see him.
So this is why it came up in my head, because I'm the one that came up with this little subject thingy. I was talking to a friend of mine, which, ironically enough, is a guy, and we've been friends forever. And he said that it's not possible that girls and guys cannot be friends. Now that I think about it, I should ask him, because he immediately said after, he's like, no, it's not the same between me and you, because when we met was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and he took me in as his little sister.
Ugh,
so technically, we're not guys and girls. Like, we're like, it's like...
You're puppies.
You know what I mean? So this is why it came up. So fine. I don't see him as a guy either. Like a guy. He's like my brother. We've known each other for...
And
we don't count.
Okay, so nothing's ever happened.
Nothing's ever happened. Nothing's ever gonna happen. It's like literally my brother, which is fine. But he is a guy, right? Which is funny because he said, no, it's not possible. Guys and girls cannot be friends. But I believe that it can because most of my friends are guys.
And I bet most of your friends, given the opportunity, would sleep with you. Exactly.
But yeah, because I have a friend of mine who is really, really close friends with one of her ex-boyfriends. Really, really close friends.
Because it's like over with, been there, done that.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just be friends.
Yeah.
My ex-boyfriend too was like that.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, my ex-boyfriend, I still talk to him. I don't call him up randomly.
Mm.
Like, hey, you want to hang out?
She does.
But, oh, she does.
She does.
Wow.
So if, so, and this is her ex-boyfriend. So if they were, say, alone together and they got drunk, nothing would happen.
It has happened.
Okay.
That situation. They are not in relationships. They hang out together all the time and nothing happens ever.
Wow. I'm jealous of all these, like, friendships you guys have. I apparently am incapable of having friendships that are so meaningful.
With a guy, you mean?
Well, with a guy,
I would
right.
hope that you have
right,
some
I
friends.
Do. I have... I do. And I cherish my friends. I just, I guess I'm just not lucky enough to have had like a guy friend that I've known for like 10 plus years that I'm comfortable with enough that, I don't know.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I think this is the issue, because a lot of people will be like, no, guys and girls cannot be friends no matter what, because of the fact that a guy would potentially sleep with the girl.
Right.
But it's different, isn't it? Like, it's, yeah,
that's
okay.
A really good point.
Yeah, you're attracted to the other person, you're attracted to your friend, given the opportunity you would sleep with her. But a lot of people would do that with random people. It doesn't mean you should. Doesn't mean it's like you would. Doesn't mean you're in love with this person. Can guys and girls be together and not be in love? Yes. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's
you
a
can
good
care
point.
For a person.
Sex and love isn't the same
it's
thing.
It's not the same.
Right. That's a
given
very good
the opportunity,
point.
Would you sleep with them? Probably. I mean, they're attractive. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of my guy friends that are very attractive, and given the opportunity... Yeah, okay. I'll probably
How
sleep
did
with
I
them.
Not meet any of your attractive guy friends?
Like, I don't know.
I'm hiding them from Sloan.
I am. Like, I am keeping them from myself. but yeah, I think that's where people get confused. That's why they say guys and girls cannot be friends.
Yeah, but then there's also the reality that a lot of guys are friends with girls just because they want to get laid.
Yeah, so but maybe that's normal, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Because they have a penis and they want to use it.
Yeah, and girls have vaginas and they also want to get.
Yeah, whatever. They want to get a...
So, can I plug in my story? Because it kind of fits here.
If it does fit, yeah, go ahead.
If it didn't fit, you would be like, nope.
No, I wouldn't. Because we already finished subject and it's been 10 minutes.
Yeah. We need other stuff to talk about, so
okay,
go ahead.
Wow.
I got a list of things to talk about, though.
I write for this... Sorry, I know I clapped. I shouldn't have.
Hey, maybe we don't even hear it. I don't know. I hear everything right now.
But you can play with sounds after that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, not after.
Oh.
We just figured out how to get the mics to work. Ask her to take sounds out from the background.
I'm just a girl, man. Okay. I don't know.
Don't say that.
I know. Wow. Jeez.
Seriously.
Girl power. Come on.
I can't believe you just said that. I'm just
okay.
a girl.
Okay.
What do you mean? The guys know a lot more. I'm not going to lie.
You know what? They know. I'm going to side with Charlie here a little
stuff.
Bit. Yeah.
When it comes to this stuff, like house renovations or electronics and stuff, they just have an interest.
Right.
They want to learn about it. We
but
don't
you
care.
Have the interest.
We don't
care. Yeah, I don't care. You
this
care.
Is hard, man. Like, oh my God.
And you figured it out without Bobby because he was completely.
His name was Steve, wasn't it?
It was Steve.
Did we call him Steve last...
You figured it out without Steve's help.
Because he offered
except
his
now, own. Except now he knows exactly who Steve is. But whatever.
So now yes, we have to be nice.
Yes, Steve, we changed their name because we changed our names.
You should cut that out too.
Probably. Maybe I won't.
Okay, so far we have no material we can keep.
No, I got something good.
Okay, story.
So,
she clapped again.
I made it on purpose.
Oh, this could be a lot.
I'm so tired.
We didn't even drink one glass yet. This could be a disaster.
Okay. Oh, by the way, we didn't mention the wine that we were drinking.
My God.
Oh, right.
Wow, I'm a terrible host.
It's actually really good wine. I'm
it
really,
is really
enjoying
good.
This.
Okay, so what are we drinking, Sloan? You
I
introduce it and you talk about it because you know how to pronounce things better.
Okay, so we are drinking a Chemin Blanc. We are drinking a Chenin Blanc 2014. From the Robertson Winery.
It's really good.
It's actually...
Well, that
one
sounded
of,
weird, but it is really good. I tried to say it's really good while I was drinking it. That wasn't smart at all. I apologize, Robertson Winery.
It, but it it's actually a really good wine that's dirt cheap at the FAQ. Yeah, it's like $11. It's dirt cheap.
Love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy this.
And every time I go to Parc Laurier in Montreal during the summer and we hang out there and the FAQ is right there and the grocery store is right there, this bottle on the shelf... is gone. Like,
really?
It's completely
oh, really?
Empty.
Yeah. I was going to say, is that what we drank this summer? But no.
So
yeah.
Then,
oh, it is. Oh. It is. But I mean, that's the shelf, that spot for that wine on the shelf is always empty.
Wow. Really?
So then it doesn't need us to plug it all.
So, no. People on the plateau are broke, and they buy $11 wine.
It's delicious. It's really good, yeah.
So we'll put the wine title in the show notes. Okay, so that's the first wine we're drinking.
Yeah, the other one we'll say one later,
because it's in the fridge. Yeah, I have one in the fridge, and you have one in the fridge.
Yes, there's a rosé in the fridge.
And I have a white.
Get into at some point.
Mine is called Zone 32, just because I thought it was appropriate, given our subject. Like zone?
Oh, like friendship zone.
It's the only reason I bought it. I was like, Zone 32. I like it. Buy it.
So, all that to say, it's actually a 2-second story, but it's actually going to take a minute to tell you guys. So, I write for this website, and I was writing about my single life on digital online dating world and how I am off of it. Yeah. And I posted the article on my Facebook to get people to go read it. And since I've been single, every post that I or comment that I make about me being not in a relationship has created some kind of phenomenon with the guys that I am friends with.
Oh, like they're all interested all of a sudden?
What? Yeah. Well, not all of them, but like some people obviously that I don't talk in years just kind of pop up and be like, hey, what's up? So last night at 11 p.m., I was about to go to bed and I get this... And it's this guy that I used to go to a university with who I'm totally, totally not attracted to.
Oh.
We were not friends.
I thought you were going to say in love with.
Oh, no. Totally not attracted to. Not friends. We just did a couple of, like, group works together, and that was pretty much it. At 11 p.m., he writes, hey, what's up? And I'm just like, hi.
When's the last time you spoke to this person?
Yeah, I was like, hi. And he's like, a long time no see. What's new? And I was like, no, 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 buddy, what the fuck? It's like 11 on a Sunday night. You don't tell me, hey, long time, what's up? No, no, hey. So he's like, so apparently you're not, you have something against online dating websites, da, da, da. And I was like, you know, it's an article. Obviously, it's romance. Yeah. And, yeah. Right. And he's like, well, you know, we could go for a drink or something. And I'm like, totally not interested, and I didn't want to be blunt.
You told him that?
No, because I'm not interested, and I didn't want to be blunt.
Oh.
I lied. And I said, I'm somewhat seeing someone right now, and it's not quite serious, but, you know. And he's like, but... I was like, well, you know, I don't want to kind of fly around and just, like... Butsne. I don't know.
I have no idea what that means.
I have no idea what that
means. You know when a bee goes from flower to flower?
Pollinate? You don't want to pollinate? I don't think that's an English expression. I don't think can be translated. Okay.
It's not, but it has a purpose. His reply to that
was,
but I have a huge dart. And I was like, yeah, I just barfed in my mouth a little bit. Like,
why do guys think that's attractive?
I don't know, because they think
he started laughing. Like, he thought it was the funniest joke in the world. And I'm like,
it's not.
Honestly, you are gross and disgusting. Anyways.
You know what? It's because guys think that size matters.
Well,
funny enough, no, but it doesn't.
Oh, it kind of does.
Like, no.
When's the last time you slept with an Asian boy? Come on.
I will walk away now.
No comment.
Because I did. I did one with one. I'm not saying they're all the same.
I did as well.
Well,
there. I'm not going to answer, but...
why not?
No, no. What I mean is that, okay, size matters if you don't know how to use it.
I completely 100% right? agree.
But guys have... It does.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, no. I mean, size matters to a certain extent. I agree, but... Whether you know how to use it or not, j'aurais pas plaisir if you suck in bed, no matter how big or how small your dick is.
Exactly. Right. That's what we're saying.
But right.
If your dick is really, really small, even if you think you've got all the moves or whatever, there's still a part missing that's not going to be... The void will not be filled by your maneuvers, you know?
I think the void can be filled. I think there's other ways. There's toys there's you can bring. There's things ways. Can be done.
Oh, come on. But you want a dick that has, like...
That was slow, ladies and gentlemen.
Before we get any hate mail.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I can deal with the hate mail.
I don't think that... We're saying, yes, dicks.
That...
Can I have wine, please? Okay, so here's what I was saying.
I thought it was the only
one
that was dry.
Awesome. I need a nipple on this, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great Christmas gift.
A nipple for my wine glass?
So here's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Size matters. I guess there's two types of women.
Well, I think there are more than two types of women.
No, there's really two types of women. I used to know these words. Clitorienne and vaginale.
No, vaginal.
Oh, okay, I was close. I was really close.
For you went clitorien.
Like clitoridien is the same thing.
No.
Okay. The English words are vaginal or clitoral.
That's right? What I was actually looking for. So there's two, right?
There's three because women are both. Women can orgasm both.
Wow, clitorally and vaginally. I'm jealous as well.
I think
if there are listeners out there that are both, please let us know.
Being capable of orgasming both clitorally and vaginally?
Oh my god.
Guys can't. My thing is, so then if you guys are confused by this, you guys must both be clitoral, right?
Yes.
Okay, because my thing is that if you can orgasm, everyone can orgasm clitorally. If you can orgasm, you can probably orgasm clitorally. Yeah, yeah. So if you can orgasm vaginally, you can probably orgasm both. I've never heard of anyone that can orgasm vaginally and not orgasm clitorally.
True. You're right. No, it's not
makes sense. Unless your clitoris is damaged.
I have one of my really good friends cannot come.
Clitoral?
No. Only with a...
So it must be damaged.
There must be something wrong. Or maybe it's small.
It's broken. It's broken. She broke her clitoris.
It's broken.
To Africa. It's like...
Oh,
wasn't
no.
I can't believe I just said that. It's still wrong on so many levels.
And I can't even cut it out.
No, that's okay. No, don't cut it out. It's a fact of life. It happens. And they circumcise women. In Africa, they cut off their clitoris so they can't feel pleasure. Your face is dropping. You never heard of this. Charlie Shocked. You've never heard of that, have you?
You've never heard of this?
That's, yeah.
You need to YouTube some videos.
I know nothing in the news. I don't want to see this in YouTube.
No, I've never seen it. I just heard it.
That's not the news. Oh my God. My French teacher from Sec 4 showed us a video about this.
About this or showing it being
done? Well, about this. It was like I was going to say cult, but it's not a cult. It's a tribute.
Oh, okay.
A tribe.
Thank you. And
you can lean on your chair, be more comfortable. There you go. No, that's not nice.
I don't know.
Look, we're like chilling. There you go.
But you told me to put my arms down and you're up.
No, because you keep clapping.
In front of the mic. Just,
I want people to applaud me.
Let's see if I have a sound effect of live applause. Yeah.
But yeah, she showed that tribe. In the tribe, and it's not something to traumatize women or whatever. It's just something that's part of the culture.
But oh, really? It's like, hey, you were born here, so let's just cut you of all pleasure?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
so that's when you hope that you'll get, you'll be vaginal.
Right. <Yeah. laughs>
Because of the fact that you said that if you can
orgasm vaginally, you can probably
do it. Both. Whatever.
I think chances
are. I'm so bad with my vocabulary. So yeah, so I don't think it counts as one. Because chances are you could do it anyways.
If you're vaginal, you're probably both. Yeah. So you're right. There's two types of women. All that to say, yes, there are two types of women.
The good ones
out there.
And the ones that are jealous.
Some that are missing something.
But I don't know for you guys, but all the last guys that I've slept with after my breakup, let's say, have all been very good in that department. Like
good in as in size or orgasm?
Orgasm.
Making you orgasm?
They didn't have like all the... Like, they have pretty average penises.
Even Plan D?
I don't sleep with Plan D anymore.
Anymore, but you've done it.
No. Well, not this time. Plan C. I went as far as Plan C.
Did we explain
how many plans do you have?
Okay, so Sloan has a lot of plans.
Break down these plans.
In your ideal life, you'll have one Plan A. A Plan A is someone that could potentially become a relationship, that he's interesting on more levels than just purely sexually.
Okay.
Thing is, if you have a Plan A and you don't have a Plan B, that puts a lot of pressure on Plan A. Chances are, Plan A is going to walk away. So you need a good Plan B. A good Plan B is someone that is purely for sex, with who the sex is great and it's easy and he leaves after and there's no, you know, weirdness, awkward moment.
Okay.
She's thought about this quite a lot.
I see this. I'm very intrigued by all this.
Plan C is, let's say you don't want to bother Plan A because he's important and Plan B is not available. You can resort to Plan C.
Plan C is pretty selfish, isn't it?
I have so many questions. Continue. Wait. I'll save them all for
Plan C is, he's like an okay plan that you resort to like once a month, let's say, and you kind of... You'd rather not, but he's there. And then there's Plan D. And Plan D is the guy that you don't want your friends to meet.
He's literally Plan D.
He's by default, he's there.
Oh, I wasn't using D for default, but okay. Go
on. For desperate as well, if that's what you
or
want.
Or desperate, all right.
But une fille qui se respecte and has self-worth and value will
she
not,
never goes to Plan D.
Will not resort to Plan D.
But they have...
But they exist. They're easy, you know. Ugh.
This is basically like if you've been single for a while and it just nothing's working out, fuck it, who cares? Let's do it.
Yeah, that's it.
So as a single woman, we should have these plans.
Well, Well, ideally you plan them out, but I mean, it doesn't always work that way.
Yeah, like you meet the guy and you plan him, you put him in
You put him in a category, right? Okay, yeah. So you don't have these categories and you're just taking guys and filling the category.
No.
You meet a guy and you're like, what category does he fall into?
Yeah, pretty
okay,
much.
So now my next question is, if you have a plan A to D, if you're lucky enough to have a plan A to D,
oh my,
are you not risking plan A with plan B, C, and D?
Well, this is considering the fact that you're not in a really, obviously, hopefully, you're not in a relationship with plan A.
But you want to be, so why would you be messing with plan B, C, and D if you want plan A?
That's the thing. If you have a good plan A, you probably won't have a plan C. You might have a plan B, or you might not have a... I mean, the logic...
Chances are you won't have every plan.
That's it.
If you have a good plan A, that's all you should have,
yeah,
no?
But plan A gets very depressing after a while, right? If you're not... Like, let's say he's in a relationship.
And what if it doesn't evolve to the status of relationship?
Okay, so we're talking like these guys are labeled plans. They're very still at arm's length. Like,
yes.
Like they aren't okay.
You're not going out with plan A.
It's been a long time since I've had plans. Okay,
plan A might not even know that you're interested at this point. But you met him, you've seen him a couple times, and you're like, hey,
he's a plan A.
And the thing is,
if you have, let's say you have a plan B, you might not have a plan A, but you wouldn't see plan B as often as you would plan A.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's like categories, but it doesn't mean that they're all filled out at once.
That's what I thought. I thought you just continuously had four plans.
No, because seriously, if you have a plan A and a plan B, there's no reason for the plan C to exist or the plan D to exist.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, plan C maybe, but plan D definitely not. Plan D is like, you can't find a plan A, you can't find a good plan B, you have like a plan C who's not available, and then D is just there and you're like, fuck it.
This is the first time I've heard any of this. This is very interesting. Did you make up that? Like,
it's very, yeah.
You need to patent
it's
this.
Very interesting.
You should like write a book.
We should not
put this on the podcast at all. You should write a book about this.
Yeah. Well, one day. Anyways, but I came up with this with a friend.
All this to say that
I have no plan A.
No, all this to say that I thought your plan D was actually is actually plan C.
Yeah, I have no plan Ds right now. Okay. I only have plan Cs. That's what's so depressing.
Yeah, this took a while. But
I could potentially have a good plan B, but he's a bit young.
You were very excited the other night when he texted you. We're all like, oh, he's so funny.
Which one are we talking about here?
Plan B. That you met at the party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He could be a good plan B, but I think he's young. He's like 24.
You were very excited.
He's funny.
To the point where you ignored me. Just FYI.
Wow, Charlie took that back.
It's okay. I had a friend come over to replace her.
I'm so easily replaceable. Jeez, our friendship is weird.
Shh, I'm complicated. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we were talking about something.
Would this not be a good time to, because one of our Twitter questions has to do with this. Should we not, I know we're supposed to do this in segments, but should we not skip to
that?
We are
supposed to do this in segments.
Okay, so then we'll just edit that part out. Okay.
So once we get more.
Maybe we do segments now.
We are not organized. I don't think the wine's going to help us very much.
No.
Where's the second bottle, by the way?
Exactly. We're trying to drink multiple bottles of wine and stay organized.
You're closest.
It's not going to help.
All right.
It's in the fridge, in the door.
All right. I'm coming. Ha, open that cork, bitch. Wow, that was easy.
It's like I did it all my life.
I know. What the fuck was that?
Okay.
I should probably finish.
Have you ever had your cork crumble into your bottle when you try to open it?
Yeah, it sucks.
So
you just
annoying.
Push it at that point. Who cares? So you drink cork.
Happened just in a hotel room once. Luckily, there was coffee filters. We used those to filter out the cork. More than just that, Rick.
Oh, you guys are new. Oh, I'm the only one that needs the new drink.
Is the only one, Dad?
I'm the only one that needs the new. I know, that sounded retarded.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get drunk already.
We took off the part that says that we, like, donated to the Breast Cancer Society. It was on
it
top.
Did,
buying this bottle. We already did. Buying this bottle gave money to the Breast Cancer Society.
I don't approve of the Cancer Society.
I was just going to say.
I'm not okay with this. Breast cancer I don't support.
Why?
Okay, this is why. I'm holding this bottle like I'm
going to throw it
out the window.
You still want to drink it, though, so put it down. Yeah. Why don't you support the breast cancer?
This is why I don't support breast cancer. I'm probably going to get breast cancer in my life because every single woman in my family got it.
So you probably will. You should be supporting the foundation.
No, this is why I don't support it because it became a marketing
thing.
So breast cancer is no longer
I think cancer in general.
Breast cancer is the worst because people will donate. That's funny. I'm gonna fill up in the meantime.
Get the noise. Get the noise. Yeah.
Just like, while trying to get the sound, she downed half the bottle.
Jesus. I just killed the bottle. This is why I don't support breast cancer, because it became a marketing scheme. So right. Every retailer will put a pink ribbon to sell more clothes. So people will go.
Wine.
Yeah. Or wine.
It worked.
People will go and say, like, hey, look, they're donating $3 if I buy this shirt. Let me buy this shirt. And I do not support that.
Okay.
It's a profit organization.
Fair enough.
And I do not believe if you want to fix fucking cancer.
There are other alternatives. There are so many other.
I'm on the side.
It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit, and it gets me mad.
I have to say that there is a director who did a documentary on the whole breast cancer thing, and I think it's called Le Ruban Rose or Pink Ribbon, and it's pretty much what you're saying. Become like such a marketing thing.
So fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's it. That like all our efforts that could potentially go to other fundraising company vraiment à but non lucratif
are wasted on payments on like people are putting them in their pocket. All these millions of dollars that you guys are putting in and you're buying these products and blah 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 are literally paying the people organizing this,
right?
And it's bullshit. Like, if you want to fix cancer, awesome, like, good for you. I'm 100% with you. If I will give you $1,000 to go and put it into research,
right? But I'm not going to give it to a company.
I will not give it to
a product,
or cure, the run for the cure. And fuck right. you.
I actually heard. Can't I don't know if this is true or not, but I actually heard that apparently foundations only actually have to give something like 10% of what they bring in to the actual cause. The rest can be used to run the business.
When you give your money away to causes, make sure that it's a non-profit organization,
right?
And not a profit organization.
If it's non-profit, they are not allowed to have money in the bank account at the end of the year.
Exactly.
And that's how you know, technically. So, but they could also just be giving a big fat check to whoever.
Their employees. Well, that's their employees are still getting paid. So like,
not always. Not all the time.
Even for foundations that pay their people, technically those jobs, they're not the highest paying jobs in the industry. And let's say I would go and take on a marketing job at one of those foundations, I would not get the money that I'm making now. And it's fine, because that would kind of be aligned with my values and I'd be fine with it. But
exactly. You do it because you want to help and because you want to do it. Exactly. You don't do it because of the money.
No.
Except with things like Run for the Cure or... anything that's pink ribbon related, they do it for profit. And the only reason why they put a pink ribbon on it is because they know it's going to sell more. And I do not support it. Fuck you.
I really agree with
you. I know. I never use the F word.
And
but
we'll put the link for the video for the documentary.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in seeing
that. I did buy that one thinking I was doing good. No. I'm going to have to watch that documentary.
So watch that documentary. I'm still drinking your wine, so I failed.
I'm just going to say what the wine is, because on est rendu là.
Definitely.
Instant frivole. Oh my God. For sure a girl is on top of this shit.
It was between that and L.
Oh yeah, L is gross.
Is it? I'm happy I didn't get it then.
No, this one's better than L.
Okay.
So
sorry, L is not never going to be our sponsor.
Can we just be a little bit more? It could be L Magazine though.
It could be, but L Magazine is good. Okay, so we have a paper here from a Brooke. She wrote a bunch of notes.
Were we not going? Okay, but did we not say we're going to go into our Twitter questions now?
Yeah.
All right. So
because it kind of goes hand in hand with what we were just talking about.
Okay. So I was
I'm going to buy lots of headphones for next time.
Yeah. I don't believe how funny.
So basically, it's my fault.
Every time it falls out.
I was saying before that once we start getting to know our show and what the fuck we're going to do, we're going to have segments where we're going to give our opinions in the first 45 minutes. And then the remainder of the time, we're going to answer questions from Twitter. But now we're going to just answer the question because it relates. So go ahead. How about Brooke? You read it. We had a question on Twitter from Steph and Steph Photography, which is a listener, our first ever listener, guys.
Didn't I say I would make out with these, with like our first?
You're going to make out with Stephanie. She's in France right now, but Stephanie.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay. You don't get to make out with Sloan because you're in France.
Well, not right away, anyways.
No.
Okay. Oh.
So let's read her question, and then
I have a feeling like such a slut on this show. It's horrible.
It's okay. Totally it's your not. Character.
And I just want to, you know, clarify. I just want to say I'm actually going through a dry
period.
Oh my, you're not helping your case by saying you're going through a dry period right now. Because you have, like, plans, and you made out with, like, four guys on Halloween.
Yeah.
But and you're calling it a dry period.
See, that's the thing. I make out with a lot of people because it's easy and it's fun. But I rarely bring them home with me. Like, you really have to make an impression on me for me to kind of sleep with you. Even
kind of sleep? How do you kind of sleep with someone?
To sleep with
you. Get a little bit of hand action before you go in the bathroom.
And then you're like, that's enough.
that's enough.
Yeah. Even if it's just for a plan B, I still kind of need to think that you're cool enough. Sacred place that I have here, you know?
She's touching her vagina.
Only for cool people.
Cool enough.
You don't really have to be cool. You just have to be cool enough. Okay.
Boy. Okay, so this question.
Okay, so one of the questions, because she actually had two questions for us, but one of the questions was...
I think this wine is really hitting us right now. Okay, go.
How do you know he's... quote unquote the one?
So
you
wait because there isn't such a thing as the one.
Wait, so this question is probably going to be direct to Brooke.
She did actually say, she goes, I can't remember who the one with the kid is.
So Brooke,
like, so me. That's me, the one with
so
the kid.
Brooke, listen, Brooke,
I don't think that question can be answered. I thought about it.
I'm making paper noises. Okay. Brooke, how do you know he's the one?
I don't think that question can be answered. I don't. And I definitely don't think that question can be answered, like, generally.
I think relationships are hard work.
It's hard work. It's different for everybody. It's different for different phases of your life. If you're directly asking me, how did I know my boyfriend was the one?
She still does.
I was just going to say,
the thing is, it's like, I mean, I love my boyfriend with all my heart, and I definitely think he's the one that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, but I'm like, I'm going to be 32 years old, and who's to say, like, in 60 years from now, something...
You're going
to
be 92. I think something happens. It's going to be before that.
You're right.
Just be like,
you know what?
5 to 10 years down the road, you never know what's going to happen.
To be completely honest, I've been with my boyfriend for a very long time, and we plan on being together for a very, very long time. And I do believe, and like I said, I don't think anyone can say, like, oh, I know he's the one. I do think, and I hope that he's the one that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. And to say, how did I know?
It's impossible to know.
We've known each other since we were really, really, really young.
Yeah, but it's impossible for you to know. Like, you can trust that he will be that one guy, but you don't know. You don't know. I mean, I had, like, my ex-boyfriend that I was with for 4 years, and for real, the first 3 years, I was like, this is the guy. Yeah. Like, I love this guy.
I had my guy for 6 years, and I was like, okay. He was the first guy that I actually pictured myself growing old with. Like, I literally pictured him with wrinkles. Old wrinkles. And I was like, okay, but it didn't work.
You never know, no. And, like, for us, really the only thing that we can both say right now is we've been through a lot over the past, what year are we? Over the past 13 years. And we've been separated a lot in life. And we kept, whether it's us reaching out to each other or fate drawing us back together, we've always kind of kept crossing paths. So for us in our situation, if I were to say he's the one, because, like I said, I don't think that question can be answered. I don't think the one is... it's a thing.
It's such a Disney like question,
exactly.
You know?
Like, and like, I think it kind of sets girls up for a lot of disappointment because they kind of expect when they're like, "What the hell is that? What does that sound?"
I don't know if the computer hears it, but Molly,
I think I'll just take this away from you.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a squeaky. Sound like a squeaky bed spring.
My dog wants attention. Like, how do you know he's the one?
You got a lot of that going on. He might be the one.
She's like looking at me under the table going, Mommy, why
did you take away my toys? I don't think the question can be answered. It's answered differently for everyone.
Fuck.
What, she found it?
She picked it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her. Because we play a game called Find the Bunny and Find the Froggy, and she goes and plays it. Sorry, Molly, not today. So, answering Steph and Steph's question, I think it's more not the one, but the person that understands you the most, I guess.
No, that you feel answering most that question is like, don't fucking ask that question.
I think we should stop looking for the one. I honestly think just let life happen. Will fall into...
Because for the one almost sounds like you're settling. And you shouldn't settle.
I know. Because
don't
settle. No, it's not about settling, but you have these women out there that are like on this hunt. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're like, I gotta find the one, and now I'm on a time restraint. And it's like, just let life happen. Because when you're like...
Yeah, but to me, it's kind of like that, but it's just like, whoever you have fun with,
stick with it right. as long as you have fun with. And then quand t'as plus de fun, et Christophe, there will always be other guys and there will always be other situations.
There's
and,
definitely right. more fish in the sea. As hard as it could be to imagine sometimes, there is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one question.
Yes.
So the other ones don't relate, so we're going to do it at the end of the show. So speaking of, I don't know what to speak of. Then.
Oh, maybe we were.
I have so many things to talk about.
I made out with a French boy.
Did you?
Yeah. That night, that Saturday night.
So Sloan and I went to a bar the other night to watch the hockey game. I stayed because a friend of mine was going to come meet me, so she went to a party.
And then I left the party and we went to a bar.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And you made out with a French boy.
I mean, because...
Could you be friends with this French boy?
Fuck no.
To try to go back to the...
And you know what? He was, like, one of the best kissers in the, like, past, I don't know, couple of months.
Dry spell.
Yeah. And, but he was a really good kisser.
Did you sleep with him?
And no. Like I said.
But he's a really good kisser.
He was a really good kisser, but he's Frenchy. Like, from France.
Oh, wow.
And I don't do...
Why not?
France. I don't do France. I don't find them attractive.
I don't do France. That's what she said. I don't do France. Why not? Because they're snobs?
Are no, because I the whole accent thing, I don't find it attractive whatsoever.
It's dirty.
It's not dirty enough.
Enough?
Yeah. It's not like trashy enough. It's not like...
Let's hear it.
They
Let's
don't
hear
drink.
It.
They don't like... Ah. You know? And
what did they sound like? Say it. She's looking at me like, no.
I hate you right now. Okay, hold on. Let me do a French accent.
I don't think I've ever
Alors,
meant...
du coup,
Oh, yeah, okay.
Pourquoi pas? Pourquoi on n'irait pas ensemble?
Okay, see.
The little shoulder jig
no,
she's doing.
Yeah, the little... She's looking, doing a little jig. No, but you know what? Italians speak the same way, except...
In Italian.
So it sounds sexier because of the fact that you don't understand what the fuck they're saying. But that's exactly how they speak. Which is funny.
It's horrible. But again, Italians don't turn
me on
either,
really.
It's like very
aloof. It's like very aloof. Like, oh, whatever. If you want to, it doesn't matter. But if you do, let's
You
go.
Sound like a
valley
girl right
but
now.
But that's what it sounds like when you speak French, like France de France.
Yeah, but it's just not manly. Like, the whole accent is not manly to me. I'd rather not. But I kept on saying...
He was
a good kisser. I don't even know how we started making out, but he was a good kisser.
That works.
But literally told him... Because I'm so fucking blunt and honest. And I literally told him, ouais, mais t'es français, tu sais, fait... No.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. But now he's a thing for me. He just keeps on asking about me now. So I'm going to have to manage this guy. I'm seeing him Friday.
Why?
Because it's my friend's birthday, and he's going to be there.
Oh, he's going to be there.
Yeah. I'm going to have to manage this.
This is why you don't make out with people that are too close to you.
Yeah, but I just
Six
wish...
degrees.
Yeah.
6 degrees.
6 degrees. Let me make out with fucking Bill Gates here.
Yeah, man.
The problem is I just like kissing way too much, and it's not easy to find someone that's just going to want to make out with you.
Apparently it is, though.
Yeah, but did he say that he wants to sleep with you? Just make out with him. Who cares? Well,
no, he was like, I need your number, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, no.
Does he live here?
Yeah, he lives here.
Oh, that sucks.
And he looks like Stéphane Rousseau. Like, copie conforme. It's crazy. He's cute and everything.
I don't know who that is.
I have no idea who that is.
I'm not French.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I have no idea who
he's like a comedian.
He's a comic.
I think I know who it is. He has a shaved head.
No, yeah, always had hair, tattoos.
Always had hair. I love the head swirl that you just did now.
There's like Justin Bieber.
I wish the listeners could have seen that.
With like my bangs that are fucked up from the winter that just hit us today.
Oh, yeah. So I should have said that at the beginning, but we are presently shooting for November 19th, and it's the first day of winter, technically. Yes. That was amazing. That was so good.
Oh, I have no class.
So what else has been going on? We haven't recorded in 2 weeks. Don't tell me there's nothing been happening.
I have so much to talk about.
So,
I have
bitch,
a whole book.
Okay. Go ahead.
First of all, this hasn't really been happening. This was just something I saw on the news this morning I thought was absolutely funny, and I thought I would share. you're looking at me like I should
I'm
share.
Scared.
No,
I think
it's
I'm
just,
scared.
Okay, because my daughter and I watch a breakfast television Montreal every morning because...
Ach, yeah.
What?
Really?
With Alexandre Paty?
And Joanne Vrakis, yeah. Love them. Wait, I know Joanne Vrakis personally. She's an awesome person.
She's in marketing, eh? Sloane is in marketing, so she doesn't like anything else that's competitive.
Okay, well... Anyways, and they were talking about today, and I thought it was funny, that I don't know if you guys know this, but you know the planet Uranus? There's been like a lot of activity going.
Uranus.
Right, well, this How is the joke. I'm getting there.
Can we make with that fucking planet Uranus?
That's what we're getting to.
Okay.
Because there's been a lot of activity on Uranus lately, and there's been a lot of storms on Uranus. So they were talking about how... The media is trying to, like, one-up each other on the headlines, so that there's headlines like, there's a lot more happening in Uranus than you think. Uranus might be full of surprises. If you go on the website, on the BT Montreal website, they have the clip where they, like, show a whole bunch of the headlines, and it's hilarious. I was, like, crying when I saw it this morning, and I want to share it with you guys.
Is that all?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
I thought you were going to say something like, because of all this, they're... Thinking about changing the
because
name
of all this, there's really the fucking funny headlines out there. How is that not entertaining?
Let's just call it Myanus. Don't the
I am going to boycott the solar system if they change Uranus's name.
That was so loud.
Let's change Uranus for Myanus.
I thought they were going to change the name of the planet because of all the activities.
Why would they? The whole point of that was that the headlines are hilarious. Why would they change the name?
That's really an English thing because in French it doesn't transpire.
Uranus.
C'est Uranus.
Uranus.
Yeah, it's probably meant for French people.
It means nothing. Uranus. I actually like that show. I want to be on it. So if you know the person that
I do know, I could try to. I can try to.
Why
know.
Do you want to be? I actually used to do
her hair.
Hey, so I'm Charlie. I totally want to be on that show. I think I would have plenty to talk about on that show.
Yeah, you'd have stuff to talk about. Why would they have you on the show?
Because it's Montreal related and I'm trying to change Montreal world.
Oh my god. This is Charlie. She's trying to change Montreal. Tell us, Charlie.
I have to say something stupid that I did this week.
What else is new?
Fuck you. Last week. So I'm an idiot and... Fun loving idiot. But I was on my computer at work.
Hey, I just noticed you're wearing an I Love New York shirt.
I just noticed that too.
And I bought it in New York. It's not like a fake I Love New York that I bought in Montreal.
Yeah, it's copyrighted.
And there's a hole in it.
Aw.
And makes it that much more better.
It's authentic. It's a rat from the New York subway system.
Oh, no, I'm that would have been awesome. That would have could have been awesome.
So I'm at work this week. This is completely stupid, but I made myself laugh ridiculously way too much with this story. So I'm at my computer and we have this like internal messenger link system.
Okay, sure.
And I have an employee who's like messaging me and she's like, oh, I'm having issues with this website, blah, 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 whatever. So I say, oh, try this, try that, blah, blah, blah. And it ends up working. And she's like, oh, thank you so much. It totally worked. And I go to the screen.
Which screen? Your screen?
My own personal computer screen. And I give it a little gun and I go, that's right.
To your own screen?
To my own screen. As if she was in front of me. It was the most horrible thing. And I realized I was doing it like after the fight. I was like,
oh. So wait a minute.
Did anybody see me?
So basically, you were shouting. Yeah, she's
oh,
in
okay. So other people can see you do this.
This is what our life is about now.
No, but I thought it was so funny. I couldn't help but share it with everybody around me. At first, I was like, did anybody see me? Just go like...
And then you kind of hope somebody saw, because you're like, I hope I didn't do that for nothing.
That was really fucking awesome. And then I told my colleague who sits right next to me, she couldn't stop laughing for like half an hour. But the worst part is... I did it again, like half an hour later, and it's like, oh my god, what is wrong with me?
Does it disappoint you the fact that we're having all these relationships with our computers?
This is what our life is. It's not even like it's like I'm having this bond with my computer.
It's like green.
You and I, we did something. We did something. We achieved special.
We achieved
technology
something
together. Has gone way too far. Okay.
Isn't that horrible? I think that's pretty horrible.
I need to talk about something.
I'm going to do a shout out to a real friend, Angela. But
did you say a Jewish shout out?
I'm just going to do a real shout out. I don't
say Jewish shout out at all. Is Angela your computer?
No. No, but she gave her name.
Special shout out to Angela.
How the fuck did I hear a Jewish shout out
to Angela?
What?
Her computer.
Oh, I'm crying. Okay. I am crying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
We have a month
oh
to get
my
them.
God.
Okay. So, okay. Angela okay. is not my computer.
And she's not Jewish.
She's not Jewish.
Are you sure she's not Jewish?
She's Italian.
Okay.
And she's the one that laughed for an hour. So.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Angie. Thank you for being supportive.
Okay, there you go. That was the shout out?
That was my
wow,
shout out.
That made me laugh for 45 minutes for what?
I should give my computer a name.
Well, anyone who deserves a wink and a gun deserves a name.
Seriously. Holy shit. Okay. That was funny.
It's just disrespectful at this point, you know?
God. Can't even name your computer? Jeez.
I mean, we're that personal that you deserve a wink.
A wink and a gun. And not one wink and a gun.
Two!
Within day. Half an hour.
It was a Friday.
But that makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
That it's Friday, yeah. You just give up on life.
This is fun. This is fun. You guys see that? Montreal was ranked number 8 for having the most beautiful women in the world.
Really? I thought it would be more.
I can't agree. I have to agree.
Okay, you know, think about like Brazil and Italy and...
I think we went down. I think we used to be more.
Oh my, we're slacking.
I think we're slacking.
We need to beautify
weight.
Montreal.
We gain weight. But hey, okay. Number 8 is still okay.
I think number 8's good. And should we get to our next Twitter question?
Yes.
I have
oh
a
yeah.
question.
Okay, so let's go into the Twitter questions.
Okay.
Basically, if you want to ask us a question,
I'm doing a team,
a team,
a team.
I'm doing a team.
Is that our Twitter segment theme? Our Twitter segment team?
I'm so gonna use that. Forever and ever. So basically, we are going to read Twitter questions that people asked us. There's a few people that asked us questions.
We have one question.
Quiet.
Okay.
You can totally ask us a question at hashtag all wine aside or hashtag
AWA.
Please ask us questions.
Ask us questions because we seriously...
We don't have that much stuff to talk about.
Obviously.
Really, really don't. So do that.
Well,
so
we had our first question.
Okay,
how do you know he is the one? We already answered that.
Okay.
Like, there is no answer to that question. You just gotta hope for the best. So our second question was referencing... I can't even believe this came back up. It's kind of embarrassing. It's referencing, how do you not wash your hair for 9 days? Okay, look, I need to get one thing straight. I do not recommend anyone does not wash their hair for 9 days straight. It just
happens. When you're a mother?
Exactly. It's because I'm a mother and a hairdresser. And hairdressers are very lazy with washing their hair. But this is from Steph Photography again. And she wants to know if there's any secrets to not washing your hair. And I mentioned it last time. Baby powder.
So how do you apply this baby powder? Tell me. I don't even know, to be honest.
You just make it rain.
No, honestly, you can do that, but then I find you have a lot of deposit and you really
exactly.
Because you have to like massage your scalp to get the right away. I usually actually put it in my palms, like in my hands. I rub my hands together and I give my head a good shake through.
And it works.
I live by
better
it,
than Baptiste.
Baptiste, yes. Not better than Sebastian. I love Sebastian dry shampoo. I'm saying better than Baptiste. No, not necessarily. I like Baptiste also. I just don't find much of a difference between Baptiste and baby powder, to be honest. And baby powder is probably cheaper in the long run.
Right. Because Baptiste is very expensive.
It's somebody gave it to me.
Like $8 a bottle.
That's very expensive.
It's retarded.
And it's not a big bottle.
And at least you could also just wash your hair, you know?
Right. You could also just be clean.
It's such a pain in the ass.
You know what, though? Before, don't be too influenced by Sloan, because once again, I think I said this last time, you have to let your natural oils do its thing on your scalp.
I know.
Not for 9 days.
That was my question. I was like, is it true that...
Yes, it is true.
Remember, I had a whole lot of issue asking that question.
But you know what? Tell me if this is true, if it's just me fucking imagining things. Since I cut my hair really short recently...
It gets greasier.
I feel like it gets
of
greasier.
Course. Of course it does, because you don't have those crazy dry ends that the natural oils from your scalp's trying to repair. Your hair's healthier. If it's healthier, it's greasier.
That makes sense.
So I know that sucks a bit, because you probably have to wash it a bit more, but it's good
news
for your hair.
I do.
I feel like when I had long hair, I could go at least 5 days without washing my hair.
5 days? Jesus. 5 days.
Yeah. Five days is what I usually do, yeah.
Now I can hardly get 3 days out of it.
I'd say 3 days is probably the norm, so. Really? Have we already done our second bottle of wine?
Yep. Anything you want to plug, Brooke?
All right. We'll take that as a no.
No. Okay. Well, it was nice talking.
Yeah.
What was our exit again?
Stay classy, San Diego. Stay classy,
San Diego.
Every time.
I think we should say something like, stay sexy, Montreal.
Stay sexy. Because
clearly we have sexy ladies.
Or stay drunk.
Stay drunk.
Stay sexy, Montreal.
I'll cheers to that.
Oh, yeah.
That's our ending.
The random French curse word. Stay cool, Montreal.
Did get us.
I actually polished your table with my saliva.
I have some of your saliva in my wine now.
You probably do.
Can you just end this?
Okay.
Is it over? Did we finish it?
Montreal?
No.
Okay.
Still recording.
We're going to end this.
Because I have to pee so bad.
For episode 2, November 19th, stay sexy, Montreal.
Do we chin?
We did the chin already.
Chins.
Come off, neck.
Stay sexy, Montreal.
Stay sexy.